Birth Association and IndieBirth.com. No material on this podcast should be considered medical advice. Birth is not a medical event.
This is a short meditation for use after the prenatal complications class, or any class, or any time that you feel overwhelmed by the negativity that we can learn about in midwifery studies. So, please find a quiet place to sit or lay down. This won't take long, but this is your time. Your time to integrate, your time to connect with your deep knowing, your time to sit quietly and review. Let's start with a deep breath in and out as we release any tension, any mental thought or issue that this class has brought to our attention. Being aware of those feelings of fear or constriction that we hold in our bodies as well as our minds. We are creating a safe space right now to integrate what we know in our minds, what we have studied and intellectualized, with what we know already deep within us. Let's make peace with this idea of complications. Where does that word sit for you in your body? Where do you feel the tension or the holding when you think of all that could go wrong? Find that space in your body and take another deep breath and fill up that space of tension. And as you release your breath, release the tension. Do this again. Breathe in to that spot of constriction and release the tension. Let it just disappear. We are making space in our bodies for trust. No matter how trusting we are, fear creeps in because we are human. So we make space in our bodies with our breath to release the fear, to release the tightness that holds us back from really serving women and really connecting with what we know. With this breath, with this release of tension, we find a place of trust within ourselves and other women. We can access that which is bigger than us. Whatever you call that thing or being or presence in your life, that presence that knows more and controls in a way humans cannot. Find that breath, and as we release, we connect with whatever it is we believe in. So as you're breathing and you're releasing this tension, you might find it goes easily, or you might find that there's still a niggling place of fear, or that the fear or tension moves around in your body. Where else can you feel this fear, this idea of complications or something going wrong that you should have known about? What is this fear? When you find it in your body, you can ask it. What are you? Speak to me. What do I need to know? Is there something more I need to learn? Is there something else I need to investigate? What part of me needs to trust more? So as you're breathing, in this quiet state. Just note what the response is that comes, or responses that come, and note those for later. Perhaps journaling them or sitting with them more will be helpful, but it could be that just being here right now, naming these fears, naming what this tension is or where you feel it, is enough, and that is all that is needed. We're continuing to breathe, of course, slow and deep, and we're breathing into being right here, right now. Right here, right now is really all that matters. We know we have knowledge. We know there is learning to come ahead of all of us. So we can be in either place, and that creates fear. Fear of the what if, fear of the what we don't know, fear of what we should have known. But we are right here, right now, and that is the best skill, that is the best tool for truly being present with anything that can come up in birth or in life. Remember, as you're breathing and feeling all of this in your body, that this is the work, that our brains work wonderfully, and you can file away so much information. But when you need your toolbox, this can be one of your most useful tools. To be here now and remember that each of us walks our own path. Trust yourself, trust your inner knowing, trust your intuition, trust your inner guidance, trust what knows more than you, and trust why and for whom you have been called to this work. Feel that trust replacing any fear or tension left. Where does the trust live? In your body, where do you feel that? When you find it, this is gold. This is the place we reconnect with when we are scared, when we are fearful, when we are faced with a complication of mom or baby. And in trusting, we trust these women we serve. We know them. We know they have their own path, and we are not in control. We know that they have their own lessons separate from ours, although they are many times intertwined. Call upon this trust, call upon this presence or this being of peace and acceptance and deep knowledge that we do not control another. We trust we have exactly what is needed to serve each woman to the best of our abilities. We only need to stay present, listen, and serve her with love. We only need to stay present, listen, and serve her with love. In closing, we ask for humble guidance as we all navigate midwifery, as we all navigate this rocky, sometimes unsure road of serving women and being in a space of life and death. We think with our brains, and we think we have control over many things that we don't actually have control over. All we can do is humbly serve, learning what we can, and trusting that this knowledge, in combination with our intuition and trust, will serve us best. So one last deep breath in. We breathe in the love. And we breathe out any remaining fear. We wrap up this meditation and this class and any period in life where you need this reassurance that we have what we need. We do all we can for women and babies in the name of love. And we release fear and we stay present whenever possible. So, in coming back, we recognize we're in a room. Come back completely here and now in this body, wiggling our fingers and toes, starting to open our eyes and knowing that we are safe. As we tell women in labor, we are safe to access this place and to trust.